Do you like exclusive stuff?
Yes, sir.
Do you like having access to your favourite podcast hosts in a way like never before?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you wish you had access to our old Survivor Oz episodes that you can't find anywhere else online?
Oh, yeah!
If you answered yes to one, two, or all of those questions, then get excited because the Oz Network is now on Patreon! That's right, your favourite podcast has jumped on the Patreon bandwagon to enable a better listening experience for you, our listener. Wow! For more details, simply head to www.patreon.com/OzNetwork, where you can sign up for as little as $3 a month. It'll be the best decision you make since that last bad one you made. You're listening to the Oz TV podcast, only on the Oz Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Oz Network for our third episode coverage here of The Amazing Race 36, as we are bringing you finally an episode not in Mexico, something a little bit different, although not too far south or far off in Colombia. But we're here to talk about an interesting episode of The Amazing Race, and yeah, we got a lot to talk about. I'm your host, Rossi, and I'm joined by someone who we did not think we'd hear from this season, but she has graced us with our presence this time. Kristen is back. Welcome, Kristen.
Hello. I am back.
And we are so happy about that. That sounded sarcastic, but I meant it. And you know him. You love him. He was here the last two times. Jared's here. Hello.
Hello. Good to be back.
Yes. You're our staple, you know?
That's it.
I will say, I do think it is funny that, you know, in our preseason chat, I said, who's available, who's interested, who can record? And Kristen, right off the bat, was like, I'm probably not going to make any of the season, if at all, or maybe once or twice randomly. And our friend Colin was like, absolutely, I'll be there this season.
He hasn't even read a message since.
Yeah, he's been well behind. I don't think he even watched last season. But you showed up even though you said I'm not showing up. So
I showed up. It's a holiday. I got nothing better to do.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
But since we've been missing you, Kristen, how have you been feeling about the season? Have you been listening to our episode recaps?
I always listen to the episode recaps. I'm not lying. I'm not like Jared. I actually listen to all of them. I don't know why, but I do. On 2x speed, it's fast. I get through it in like 20 minutes. I am feeling okay about the season. I think the cast is great, but I am struggling with the, like, there's like two tasks. They're not that exciting. The group start times, all that stuff, like going back to like COVID era stuff is not feeling great after we had a real season. But the cast is what's keeping the season going for me.
Are you on board the Hot Mess Express that these teams are?
I mean, I love so many of these teams. Maya and Rohan are iconic. I was devastated this episode because Anthony and Bailey were my favorite team. Because, like, I have to explain why? I don't think so. I think that's pretty clear why they were my favorite team. And then, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like every single team here is giving us something. Like, they're either fun. We have two bickering couples. Like, I don't know what else you could ask for. Like, I'm good with the teams. It's just the, like, situation that kind of sucks.
Yeah, it does kind of suck. I feel like we've gone back in time. And like you said, we're reverting back to the old rules that we had a few seasons ago. So it's just, like, not as fun, especially, like last season was so much fun to talk about and, like, the revival of the show in a way. And, yeah, it's weird that they were like, we'll save this for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
We didn't complain in the first episode, but I feel like this episode dragged the most in terms of, like, did we really need all these 90 minutes?
Well, I'm also just thinking, like, there wasn't a lot, like, there hasn't been a lot of room for, place changes. What do we call that? Placement changes? You know what I mean? I don't know I don't know what the real phrase is, but you know what I mean. And, like, it feels like also just, like, the teams that were in the back are just, like, staying in the back. Like, so not only, like, within tasks, just, like, we're seeing the same three teams at the top the whole time. And I just, look, I like those teams, but I don't want to just see that through the whole race. So I'm hoping something happens, but I don't know. It's that's what my issue is so far with the season.
How'd you feel, Jared, about this 90 minutes this time? Because I know we praised it before, but.
this dragged, and I think this was kind of the second episode in a row with tasks that you could do, you know, in your own kitchen, in your own backyard. So I think that for me was kind of the killer. And the fact too, like, I suppose, like, technically, if you're going to count some stair climbing, we had three tasks, but it feels like a lot of kind of filler this episode, and not good filler. Like, there was no crossword book moment this episode to be like, yes, that's great, we wouldn't have got that if it was a normal length episode. This was okay, we're seeing literally everything. I don't know how many times you can see people struggle to get downstairs at a coffee farm before you've seen enough of that footage.
Yeah, I don't know if this was like the timing or what, but it definitely feels like a weird budget cut this season.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird because then, like, the season that filmed after this had seemed like it had more money than this. Like, it's just bizarre.
Maybe that charter plane is costing them a lot of money.
I guess it can't be cheap to fuel your own plane.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. That's a very niche production question that we'll never know. But yeah, it's very interesting, and like, I enjoyed the seasons, and then this was just like such a little bit of a slog. And I was, like you said, Kristen, I was like I think the last different team that ended in first didn't even see anyone at the last challenge. Like, they were so far ahead, they had so much of a lead from being ahead. Like, it's just been, yeah, no lead changes or anything like that. So, bit of a rough one, but I'm sure we'll find some funny things to talk about. So we charter, although they don't tell us that we charter to the country, but we charter to the country. We're in Colombia for the first time, apparently. The first task that we were given is that they have to get the clue at the top of the tower, but there's only stairs. I feel like this is like a point I immediately thought from last season. We were like on foot, and like the teams had to take the elevator to go on foot. This just gave me flashbacks of that, because someone's like, do we have the elevator? But they had to climb up on foot, no elevator, no assistance, like the 500 and something stairs or something to get to the top, and we'll look at their next clue. I mean, this was probably the least budget out of the entire thing physically, because you had to be in Colombia to do it. But I thought this was like a cool start to the episode, because it was like everyone was gives us such frantic energy. And the fact that like certain teams were afraid of heights and other people were like doing their own thing. Like, certain teams were like, we'll go at this pace, and other teams were, well, just let's sprint. And it was interesting to see the various takes on it, other than it was a cool thing for like panoramic shots and, you know, editing the show. It didn't add to too much. I don't think the order changed whatsoever, except for Danny and Angie, their boat got stuck. And that was the most exciting sort of lead change I feel like we got, is like they're just sitting in the water while everyone else is passing them. But like, this challenge was really a whole lot of like just kind of filler. Not that the other challenges weren't filler, but Kristen, how'd you feel about it?
I thought it was visually pretty. I thought it was kind of funny that they just wanted to like wear out everybody before they started, because they were like, well, these tasks won't be hard, so we got to do something. And like, it was funny because like through the rest of the race, you kept hearing people say like, oh my God, my legs hurt. Oh my God, my legs are jello. Like it clearly impacted the rest of the race, which I do think was kind of funny. And then it gave me probably one of my favorite moments of the race, which was when I am still learning these people's names, but the double dutchers were like going up with Anthony and Bailey, and the guy was like keeled over, looking like he was dying, walking up the steps, and Anthony and Bailey are just like casually walking up, looking at the views. He like pats the guy's shoulder on his way by, and he's like, I got you. Yeah, I feel it too, bud. And like, didn't even seem like out of breath, but it was just like a perfect embodiment of how they were taking the race. And I liked it. But no, the whole thing was kind of a waste of time. But, you know, it was fine.
I mean, this definitely played a part in like some of the decision making throughout the episode. So, I mean,
yeah,
credit for that, like affecting the race, like it affected the race probably the most out of anything this entire leg. So,
yeah.
I don't know how many times Anthony and Bailey would have swapped the challenge if they didn't have to do this. Jared, how did you feel about it?
I feel like it was okay. I was thankful that Chris and Mary had gone home last episode, because this would have been another potential medevac task for them. This season's not been kind on, like, the older people. But I mean, credit to Angie throughout, like, this whole leg of just like, I'm just going to take things at my own pace and I'm going to get there when I get there. But no, I thought this was fine. It was fun. I did like that it seemed like some teams were preemptively thinking about, are they going to ask us at the top how many steps we just climbed? Like, there were a couple of moments where certain teams were like, are you counting the steps? Am I counting them? So I thought that was fun. And it was fun too, I think, that they didn't have that at the top, because there's no way if I was doing this, I would have been counting, because I would have lost count. And if they got to the top and asked me, I'm definitely like finding someone with the phone and Googling it, because there's no way, like, you would do this more than once.
Yeah.
The leg would drag out so much if Angie had to do it twice. Like, it would just have been such a, it would also have been such a race killer if only one person, like, one team messed up. Like, we already had that effect. Like, we kind of had a feeling Anthony and Bailey were going for quite a while. It would have been even worse if they, like, didn't do the steps right. Like, it would have been a mess. So I'm glad they didn't do that. But it was, like, there was a lot of, like, gaming the race, I felt like, this episode. And that was definitely one of them, where the teams were like, we're going to get an advantage. And it didn't pay out. But then, so from there, the teams are going by boat to, like, this other part of town or wherever, and then that's where, like, the two detours are. The I'm not even going to pronounce these words, but the cooking the meal challenge, or the sort of packing the truck challenge. And everyone seemed to do the cooking challenge because it seems a way a lot easier, and it was a way easier. I mean, we didn't really get to see the other one too much, but, like, the teams that did try it quit immediately. I don't know if that's fatigue from the tower or what, but, like, I don't know. I just feel like a relatively simple cooking challenge that even a vegan person who doesn't cook meat or speak the language could cook. Like, I don't know. It just feels like such a walk in the park to pick that one. Kristen, how'd you feel about that?
Well, and, like, the taste of the food didn't even matter. Like, some of that food could have not even been cooked, but as long as, like, the presentation from the outside was good, it was fine. So it didn't seem particularly complicated, but we also never saw the other task completed, so it's, like, impossible to know. Like, if somebody would have stayed there, it's possible they could have figured out, like, it could have been quick and they could have, I don't know, passed somebody, because a lot of the teams had some kind of issue at the cooking task. Like, you had I think that we could see that teams struggled with it a little bit, because you saw how far ahead Ricky and Cesar got, because it was like they never saw anybody again after they left there, meaning they were incredibly good at that and everybody else kind of, like, fell behind a little bit. So, I mean, it's possible that the other task was easy. We just will never know.
You don't trust our spokespeople of Anthony and Bailey to
no.
to judge how hard it was.
No.
I don't know. I thought, yeah, it definitely looked doable. It wasn't like, God, this is impossible. Like, I don't know why they're putting it on the race energy, but it was just, like, so hard to judge. And, like, they were setting it, like, in this, like, monster truck kind of, like, rallied. Like, it was just, like, this, everyone was screaming and cheering. The truck was doing spins. Like, it was just a full-on intense situation. And you've got, like, everyone just cooking in the alleyway. It was definitely an interesting choice. Jared, how did you feel about the challenge?
I thought they were okay. Like, the cooking thing, I didn't really get the point of throwing in this, and you've got to find the station that matches your colored tile. Like, to me, I was like, this is just dumb. But I think it was good enough that, like, we saw teams struggle. There was issues with, like, people not cooking enough rice, the presentation. Kishori and Karishma having the amazing moment where they're asking Derek and Shalisa for help on how to cook meat, and then them ending up undercooking the plantains instead of the meat was great as well. But I agree, like, it was disappointing to not see somebody at least getting to the judging part of the truck challenge, because I was, like, interested to see, like, are they going to be, like, really strict in terms of it has to look exactly like the example, or was it more just this is an example, provided everything you can get everything onto the back of the truck, who really cares at that point? But we'll never know, unfortunately.
I hope those poor people were paid well to stand there all day and not really do anything but film some B-roll for the show.
And eventually in the rain. So, like,
the Anthony and Bailey switching twice was just, like, amazing. Like, amazing train wreck. And Michelle and Sean picking that one in the first instance was also, like, you know when these teams just pick a detour and you're like, oh, no, like, that's not you. Like, that was my immediate reaction to them being like, we'll be good at packing. I'm like, oh, no, like, do not go there.
Yeah, it was, like, so funny the way that we're, like, I think one of them was, like, how many times, what's the record for amount of swaps of, like, the challenge? It was very funny, and they were editing it, too. Like, they were having fun with the editing of, like, of their thinking, like, the thought process. It was very funny.
You could, like, see them thinking the entire time. They were just, like, standing there staring for, like, long periods. Like, they weren't actually doing anything. They weren't actually reading anything. They were just, like, standing there staring going, like, what do we do? And I'm obsessed with them. I'm so sad.
When they got to the cooking and they're like, we're not going to be able to do this. And it just left again.
Immediately.
That was the best one.
But I just love that it was the opposite problem of, like, because usually it's the, like, make a decision and, like, that's it. And this was, like, the opposite of, like, making the decision too quickly for once. Like, it's always like, oh, they hung around too long and they should just swap straight away as soon as they weren't getting it. This was like, let's not even really give it a proper try before we switch and then switch back and then switch back again. Like, it was just great.
One thing, yeah, like, you mentioned the tiles for the stations. Like, I don't know why it mattered so much, because at first I was like, oh, that's a cool, like, element of, like, complexity. But, like, when they were all next to each other, I was like, oh, it takes away all the excitement when you're just like, oh, there's all the teams and I'll just find ours. Like, I thought it was like, you're in this, like, street and then, like, someone's three streets over, or, like, you've got to find this shop. Like, I thought it was more complicated than it was. And it was such a letdown. And Kristen, sorry, this is not a good segue, but I have to ask now. And Jared, you have to answer as well. Have you noticed Amber is not wearing a backpack?
I did, but only because you've been talking about it.
I feel like I'm going crazy. She's not wearing a backpack. And Jared's like, no, I haven't noticed it.
Well, again, I wouldn't have noticed if you hadn't said something. But because I do listen to this podcast when I'm not on it, I was aware of the situation and I purposely paid attention this week. And I did notice when they got to, like, the top of that thing, she did not have a backpack. But I think does everybody have a backpack? Because I swear that... I don't know anybody's name yet, but the mom, I swear she didn't have a backpack either.
That's why I noticed it this episode, because the team who I was more focused on, I was like, oh, she's taken up the stretch. She doesn't have one either. But she definitely had one earlier on. So they've seen like Amber and Vinny and been like, yeah, like that's the way to go.
I mean, I feel like Amber and Vinny were bold and were just like, we're just going to bring one and deal with it. Whereas the other was out of necessity.
Did you notice, Rossi, that they didn't have a backpack this episode?
Probably.
Danny and his mother?
Danny and mother, yes.
Did you know? I don't know anyone's name yet.
It's fair. No, I think I did. I'm
just, like, harassing you because you were like, it had to be a forced question right now.
Okay. I just remembered randomly, and there's no graceful way to be like, Speaking of
backpacks.
Yeah, like, there's no graceful segue. Speaking of not graceful segues, the show decides to randomly tell us that, was it Sunny or Busy? One of their grandmothers just died all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the weird, like, it was not weird, obviously, that she passed, but, like, the way that they told us that, like, we got a call that she was not doing well. And then we got another, it was just, like, weird that they phrased that they had to get a first call to then get a second call. They could have just said, unfortunately, we got a call that she passed. Like, I just thought the setup was weird, but obviously very sad, very sad for her loss. But she uses this as motivation throughout the leg to continue. All right, so they have to go to another place to get a taxi to then go to the next challenge, which is the roadblock, which is the beans. You have to pick all the beans or the cherries. I don't quite understand the coffee making. We have to pick cherries to make coffee beans. I didn't quite get that.
I think that the cherry is just like what they call like the coffee bean that's like in its shell thing. I think that's just what they call it. I don't think it's like an actual cherry.
Yeah, I was like, how does that work? But yeah, so the teams have to then pick all the berries on the cherries on the hill and then you have to sort of press it to get enough weight of the coffee beans to pass. This was maybe one of the harder challenges, I'd say, like, because it felt like you actually had to work for it, and a lot of teams struggled with navigating the cliffside. A lot of teams were doing different strategies. You know, Angie was taking her time, like, no rush. Like, Michelle and Sean couldn't navigate the cliff. It was Kishori who got pushed to do the challenge because she's tall, despite the fact that they have to use, like, get the berries from low squatting bushes. Like, it was just a very interesting array of choices throughout the whole, like, episode. Kristen, how did you feel about it?
I wasn't really listening because I was trying to figure out if I should try and gaslight you into thinking that, like, in the middle of cherries is a coffee bean. Like the cherries that you would eat, like fruit, like the thing you throw out is actually
a coffee bean.
I was debating if that would be like a fun thing to try and do right now. What were we talking about? Oh, the task.
The challenge.
The cherry picking. Can I also mention, so they keep making it seem like, I don't know which one is which, but Kishori and Karishma, the one they're acting like is really, really tall, and I'm pretty sure she's like 5'8". It's only because the other one is like 4'10" that she looks really tall, but she's like not actually tall. Like, she's like normal adult height, and I just thought I would mention that because, like, in the pictures she looks like she's really tall, but it's just because she's standing next to a tiny person. Anyway, I thought the task was fine. I didn't think it was that hard. I'm kind of surprised that you, because nothing really happened. Like, nothing besides, like, getting down the hill to the task, like, it didn't seem like anybody struggled that hard. Like, you had the one person who, like, did it extra well because he was smart and picked the cherry things with both hands, and then you had the person who wasn't trying that hard and was yelling at anybody for telling her to go faster, and that was really the only, like there were no mishaps here. No one, like, I don't know, they were like, when Ricky and Cesar were there, it was like, oh well, we're getting all the ones that are close and people are going to struggle to get them, and like nothing happened. Like, I feel like nothing happened. It was a fine task, but given that it was in with all these other tasks that were also boring, it didn't really add much to me. I had more fun with the race to the pit stop from that task than I did with any of the task.
Well, I guess maybe I thought it was like harder just because I feel like everyone complained so much about it, more so than some of the other challenges. I don't know. I just felt like everyone was like annoyed by it. But yeah, like you said, it was very, very check in, check out kind of thing. Except for like the two teams that like had exceptional or horrific performances. Jared, how did you feel about it?
I thought it was fun. Like, Angie and Denny, I love that this is like the moment of like, let's give mom a go at a roadblock. And I'm kind of question whether like maybe Denny should just do all of them because you're probably not making it to the final six anyway. It's kind of my thought, like, to prolong your time in the race, maybe you just get Denny to do the first six and then anything past that and just give it to Angie, and that's like a blessing if you've made it that far. I love them so much. I love that she's going so slow. I love that he's trying to be helpful and tell her like, this is where we're coming. And she just like, doesn't want like a bar of it. And the fact that she's doing like 200 grams at a time to get this like 1 kilo is killing me watching it, but I was laughing so much. And then Michelle and Sean, but the fact that in my mind, I'm like, are they going to like take a penalty here and not even get to this challenge because he can't like go down the hill, and her yelling at him. And then throughout the challenge, her like slipping and sliding everywhere. I died when she was holding onto this coffee bush to get like down the hill, and she pulls like the whole thing over. Like, I laughed out loud. It was just so funny to me.
I love them.
I think like this could have been such like a nothing challenge, but because like these teams are just all over the place, like as usual, it ended up being.
That's what I'm saying, is like these characters are what's making this season like watchable. Like, if you had a bunch of like boring people, the season would be like horrible. Like, it would be like unwatchable, but the characters are so good that it's making at least some, you know, some fun out of what we have. But it's also not their fault, you know, it's a weird COVID season.
I thought it was so funny when Angie told him, he's like, I'm going to be here a while, so like take a nap or whatever. Like, she was like so committed to this, like one at a time process. Like, it was like the worst choice.
I don't understand I don't understand the logic either. because then she's having to go up and down this hill more times than if she just did it all at once. So she's not saving herself any energy or giving herself a break. She's, if anything, she's making this challenge way harder for herself than it needed to be.
Yeah, it was like questionable choices. I don't know if this is tower syndrome, like, or what, but yeah, it was like so questionable. And I was wondering why we had to focus so much on Sean freaking out. I was like, he's not doing the challenge. He could just stay there, right? Like, obviously there might be a rule that he's got to be closer. I don't know if they have to be somewhere, but it was just like, let her go, let her do the challenge. But they're like focusing in on him, who's not even doing the challenge. Like, it just was an interesting thing. But I think they had to add a little bit of suspense on the finale. But like Kristen said, the most intense moment of the episode was the finale of like eight of the teams trying to find the pit stop. I don't know if it was actually that many people were out at the same time searching, but like the edit showed us that. And go ahead.
I was so confused because I feel like we watched Ricky and Cesar check in and it didn't seem like they had a problem. Like, I don't know if they edited that out, but them and then I think Amber and Vinny too, like, kind of had no issue finding the pit stop that we saw, and then suddenly it seemed like it was like really far away and no one can find it. But again, that was literally my favorite part of the entire episode. Like, that was the most exciting time that we had.
That was good. And like the fact that there are teams that like see him and like some are jumping off things to get to him.
Yeah, Juan and Shane like risk their lives for
this. For like fourth place. Granted, they might not have known, but like they knew someone was behind them. They did not have to kill themselves for nothing.
They better hope that four people are in the first group leaving in the next episode, because otherwise, no point whatsoever.
Yeah, very good point. And like other teams were like sliding, like Sean at the end took a huge like slip down. Like, yeah, it was just so funny, and he wasn't in like a hidden like if it was in like a hidden area, like he was just on like a lookout point almost. Like, it was just weird, and the editing made it look like at first that like I thought Kishore and Karishma were gonna sneak up, like they edited it like they were like so behind and they're gonna catch up, and that they didn't, it didn't matter. It was like really the same order that you left the challenge you ended up in. I don't know why they edited this way, but it was I'm so glad they did, because we got such a great moment. Jared, talk about it.
I was just so incredibly over the top for something that like I don't know what like the like breakup of the starting groups is going to be next episode, but like this episode I feel like the like 15 minutes didn't like matter a whole lot. Like, Amber and Vinny like caught up to the groups that were ahead of them. Like, it's not a huge, I feel like it's not a huge time advantage, granted that the tasks this season are kind of something you can do in 5 minutes, so maybe you do want that 15 minute head start. But it was just wild for me to see these teams scrambling when it's like, you're not going home. You're not racing for last place. You're clearly towards the front of the pack. And like the complete like turnaround of Sean like running down this hill when before like he was like, I can't do it. And then him like actually running down this hill, I'm like, you actually might like go over the edge and kill yourself. You're like, calm down. It's okay. It was really like crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean, he was fighting for last, so, like, a little bit of understanding, but still, it was just the, like, thing, and everyone's, like, pointing and looking, and they're like, wait, which way do we go? It was confusing and chaotic, and I'm so glad that it was, like, one of those, I love when the race doesn't plan for something to be, and, like, it just makes for a brilliant moment. Like, this was such that, where, like, they just put the pit stop somewhere, and, like, it became such an exciting part of the episode. And unfortunately, we lose Kristen's favorite. we're sad to see them go. I said, you know, in the episode, I was like, I'm surprised at how much I enjoyed them. They were a lot of fun. I really enjoyed them. Kristen, do you have any final thoughts on your favorites? And
RIP, Kings. That's it.
All right. we can memorialize them a little more and talk about where we predicted them.
Probably not great.
No. I said sixth. They ended in 11th. So I said sixth. Jared, you said seventh. Kristen, you said eighth. So pretty close. Colin said fourth place. Colin had a lot of hope. The AI, where's the AI? AI has them in fifth. So I think, Kristen, it's you. Yes, Kristen, you get the point.
Can I tell you why this happens?
Why?
They looked like young, strong guys, but I had the misfortune of putting Liam and Jeremy in second place last season, and I was like, no, these guys are Liam and Jeremy all over again, and so that's why I dropped them down like significantly, and that's how I got a point here. I probably won't get another single point after this because my list is really sad, but I feel good about this.
Well, that is your second point. You have two. Jared has one. I have none. And the rest, Colin, rest AI, and I have none. So we'll see.
Colin deserves none.
All right.
I feel like this is what happens when you have no bios and no video. If I had heard these two talk for like 5 seconds, like back of the pack.
I mean, you weren't that far off considering, but.
But still, I mean, when you have nothing to go on.
I got a point being three spots away. That's not normal.
Yeah. I mean, that is credit. I mean, regardless of this situation, that is credit to the fact that, like, we got no information and we're going off of the littlest information. Like, Jared and I didn't even know one of the teams were grandparents, like, early on, because they didn't tell us. The show has to tell us, but. Yeah, that was this episode. It was kind of a hot mess this episode. We were a hot mess. I was a hot mess this episode. You guys are fine. I don't know. Kristen, anything you want to say on The Amazing Race or anything?
No.
Well, we loved having you.
Thanks.
Jared, anything on The Amazing Race?
Oh, it's just this season. This cast is amazing. I feel like we didn't touch on the team that weren't shown at all in this episode and who were never shown. Vaughn and Melissa.
Winners.
Many winners.
The fact that them completing the cooking challenge was like a picture-in-picture kind of split-screen moment with Anthony and Bailey struggling in a challenge because they're like, we don't care about this team whatsoever, was amazing to me. And I can't wait for them to, for Team Trust But Verified to have their amazing breakout episode when they go home.
Yeah, this is why we needed bios, because I probably would have not predicted them. As I know, but they would have looked better on paper than they even did with nothing. Anyway,
they're doing fine.
I know. They get no airtime whatsoever.
Yeah, it's not. I don't know. Well, maybe they can turn it around.
Robin and Chelsea breakout when everyone hates them.
I was thinking Ryan and Dusty, where all of a sudden they come back halfway through and they're like completely personality swapped. Anyway. Kristen, thank you so much for being here. We missed you, and we are so happy to have you back.
You're welcome.
And Jared, you're here all the time.
That's it.
We'll be here for next episode when hopefully something exciting will happen.
Thanks for downloading this episode of the Oz Network. Make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing to the podcast by Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or by copying our RSS feed into your preferred podcast provider. And while you're there, please drop us a rating and leave us some feedback. You can also be sure to stay up to date with all the latest episodes and happenings from the show, as well as finding out how you can get involved in upcoming episodes by following our social media pages on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as getting everything you need under one roof at theoznetwork.net. Thanks again for listening, and we'll speak to you next time.